In the gospel reading today, we hear a parable of our Lord that is rather painful to hear. We can only put ourselves, first of all, into the position of the people who would have heard it in the first place. The Jewish people, as we know, were the chosen people of God. He had showered abundant gifts upon them. They had not remained faithful. Certainly there were some among them that were good, holy, and faithful people, but there were many among them who were not. And so our Lord tells us in the gospel today, the kingdom of God is going to be taken from you. It's going to be given to people who will bear fruit. So for 2,000 years, that has been given to the church. We ask ourselves now, what kind of fruit is being born? Are we really doing for God what we're supposed to? As a church, as well as individuals? Right now, I don't think that there's a whole lot of argument about what's going on with church. Answer is clearly no. But what we have to be careful of now is not to just go along. This is the way it is, that's okay, no problem. Remember one of the problems that the people fell into of old, as we read in the prophet Jeremiah, they said, oh, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Jeremiah said, don't say this is the temple of the Lord, because God's going to destroy it. You're putting your faith in the wrong place. You're arrogant. You think that nothing's going to happen to you because you're the chosen people, because this is the temple of the Lord. Well, we know what happened. God destroyed the temple. He allowed the people to be put into exile. He purified them severely. Now we ask ourselves, what do you think is going to happen to the church? God gave her the fullness of the truth, gave her the seven sacraments, gave her everything that she needs for the salvation of the entire world. And what's happened? It's gone the wrong direction at this point. We're doing everything now that has been condemned. You go back and read what popes of the past have said, and then you look at what we're doing today, and it's like, but all this has been condemned. So we realize we're not bearing much fruit. And if we look back at what happened to the people of old, yeah, we have to realize there's going to be some purification coming. But once again, now it comes down to the individual. Because it's one thing to be able to look at the institutional church, it's one thing to look at the hierarchy, it's, you know, we can all do all those things and we can see what's going on. The question is, what's going on in my own heart? Do I want to serve the Lord? Am I going to serve the Lord no matter what happens around me? If the priests and the bishops are a bunch of dopes, am I going to continue to serve the Lord? If all the people in my family and friends decide that they're going to be worldly, am I going to continue to strive to serve the Lord? If society continues to go south, and it's going to continue, I don't know how much further south it can go before we finally hit the bottom, but it's going to keep going that way. Am I going to continue to strive to go the right way? These aren't now just generic questions. They're not rhetorical questions. This is reality. This is where we're at. Every one of us needs to look seriously at those kinds of questions and ask ourselves, am I really serving the Lord as I ought? And we need to be very, very careful as we look at that. Because it's going to be easy to think ourselves better than or judge others or whatever. That's exactly what we hear in the first reading. You see the imprudence that was there in Joseph. You see the arrogance that was there in Joseph. We can't be doing that stuff. We just simply need to say, if I'm going to serve the Lord, number one, it has to be done in humility. And number two, it has to be done in charity. That's all. And is that what I'm doing? As we've talked about many times, it can't even be judging against someone else. At least I'm doing a better job than this person. That doesn't take much these days. God's not asking you to judge yourself against somebody else. He's asking you to look at Jesus. That's the measure of judgment. Are we willing to do that? Are we really willing to serve Him with our whole heart and soul and strength? Do we really want to love Him and to serve Him as we have been called to do? These are, again, great points of challenge for us. But they are exactly the points that we all have to consider. Because now it's not about the church, and it's not about the hierarchy. It's about the individual now. God's going to deal with the church. God's going to deal with the hierarchy. You and I don't have to worry about it. We have our own souls to worry about. That's what we need to consider very seriously, to make sure that no matter what happens, we remain faithful to Jesus. I've told you that many times. That is all that is going to matter. So if it all falls down around us, and it's going to, don't worry about it. You're not saved by a building. You're not saved by an institution. You're not saved by a priest or a bishop. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ only. So when it all crashes, because it must be purified, don't fall with it. The Lord told us, when you see these things happening, lift up your head. Stand up, because you know that your redemption is at hand. So don't panic when it happens. Don't get depressed when it happens. It's not going to help anything. Keep the focus on Jesus and continue with your whole heart to love and to serve the Lord.